Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And welcome back to KMOX, the Hancock and Kelly Show. We'll take you all the way till noon today. Don't forget, you can see us on Sunday mornings at Fox 2 right here in St. Louis at 8:30 for Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. And joining us on the line right
Speaking
now, John,
of Fox 2.
One of our coworkers. He is Kevin Ryans. He's a sports reporter with Fox 2 and KPLR in St. Louis. Hello, Kevin. How are you, pal?
I watch you guys every weekend with Andy. It's so good to listen to you guys. And what the best part about it, guys, is it's civil political discourse. And from what Andy tells me, you guys are great friends. And that's exactly what we need in this country. So Hancock and Kelly trying to bring the country together. I love it.
That's exactly right, Kelvin. And you know what else this country needs? It needs a Blues team that could actually get over 500 and maybe get into the wild card. Am I smoking a pipe, or is there an opportunity that these Blues can still put it together here?
Yeah, for sure. They're getting a bit of a reprieve here because they obviously have not been playing well. But neither has much of the Western Conference, particularly in that wild card race. So they're still right there. Even Justin Falk said it after their game. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, saying, "Hey, look, you know, we're going to come out of this Christmas break, and we're only going to be whatever it is, 3 points out of the postseason spot." A lot of hockey still to play, but the Blues have to start putting together some consistent play here. The inconsistency, there are games where they look really great, and they have those games, particularly against top opponents, where they really struggle. And then you don't get consistent goaltending as well from Binnington. Hofer's been a little bit better over the last few weeks, and Jim Montgomery sees it. He's been riding a hot hand in Joel Hofer, too. Still a chance for them, but they really need to ramp it up. And one thing, get healthy. They do have some banged up players at the forward position. They've been having to kind of mix and match and sign free agents to be able to fill the void there because of injury. But once they get healthy, they really need to start finding some consistency, because that's the only way they're going to be able to really get back into this race.
Yeah, that, and I think a real focus on the power play. You know, the power play has struggled for most of the year, and the Blues have enough guys that have talent doing the one-time shot, but I feel like at any given power play unit, we've just got the one guy that's got the one-timer, and teams are able to defend that and clog the middle, and it's gotten bogged down. Do you think that's the result of the injuries, or is it more systematic, more structural than that?
You know, it's a good question, because I thought last year they were able to get a lot better at the end of the season with the power play. They were able to find it that really worked for them. But it was still a unit that was that didn't play all that great last year, and even the year before, it's been a struggle for them on that end. So, I think part of it is the players that they're missing right now. They obviously are not running out the power play unit that they I thought they were going to at the beginning of the season due to injuries. But also, I think that they're not really taking advantage of some of the opportunities that they have on with the man up. You know, a lot of passing in that power play, not enough shot taking. I think that's what they really need to sit on is being a little bit more aggressive when they have a man up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And before we leave the Blues for talk about the Cardinals, the Doug Armstrong and Alex Steen are going to have some decisions to make as the trade deadline looms as to whether they're going to fundamentally change this roster and unload some of their contracts, or whether they're going to try and enhance what they have and make a serious run for the playoffs. Too early, I guess, to know which direction at this point.
Yeah, they still have a you know, a month or two to really try to see if they can one, hang in this race. They are hanging in there despite their struggles. Well, but two, they came into this year, you know, with the expectation of contending in the Western Conference with the talent that they brought back, with the players that they were bringing in. And I just don't see Army going out there and unloading after the promise that you got at the end of last year and all the expectations that you have at this year. I think that, you know, they're going to try to see and give it a go. I think they have the coach in Jim Montgomery. I think he's a no-nonsense guy. He hasn't been perfect this year, but I think a part of it is the play, is the inconsistent play. But I think they have the right coach, and he deserves at least a season to – the rest of the season to be able to try to figure things out with this group. And I think that they have the talent there. They just got to start getting more consistent way and getting healthy as well. But I don't see them unloading just because of what the expectations were going into the season.
Moving on to the Cardinals, obviously Gray and Contreras have been moved. It sounds like Brendan Donovan's been involved in some talks. Are you aware if any players are off limits, or does it seem like Bloom is taking offers on anyone on the roster to see what may be out there?
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything regarding any specific players. Obviously, the rumors are out there about Brendan Donovan. They're running hot. And, of course, Nolan Arenado, you know, that's the next ball that I think that most people are hoping either drops or some decision is made on his future with the team. It certainly seemed like at the end of last year that it was it. You know, they had the standing ovation at the last home game for Nolan, and you know, that's the one domino I think that needs to get figured out here. And I think Heimblum's doing okay. You know, some of these guys are willing to be traded now. The Contreras is the Grays. And then Arenado is has, you know, reported by The Athletic and other outlets that he'd be open, obviously, to being traded now. And so I'm hoping that they find some clarity on that so they can move forward with the young players that they do have in their system. But good to see them being assertive on that front and trying to get what they can for Sonny Gray, who, you know, I don't think performed all that wonderfully in his 2 years, though he was fine. I certainly had higher expectations when he was signed. You know, he was coming off being the runner-up in the AL Cy Young when he was signed to the Cardinals and only behind Gerrit Cole. And it didn't quite pan out the way that St. Louis had wanted to, and he was willing to stay for another year, and it still didn't work out. And then with Contreras, that contract they gave him a few years ago too. So good to see them being assertive. And now the next thing is to see whether Donovan gets traded or Arenado. I think Arenado's the big domino, and it'd be good to see.
And the problem for me with the Arenado trade is that's going to be one of those trades where we get to still pay to them quite a hefty sum to go play somewhere else. That looks as though that will have to be the case here for if we're going to unload him, don't you think?
Yeah, and they did the same with Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras. They sent a few million dollars to be able to, you know, to be able to let another team take him on, and That's the unfortunate thing. Teams are not clamoring for this guy. If they were, they would have traded him. You know, the Arenado, yes, you know, I think can still provide some power and veteran presence for sure. But he's in decline, and very, very clearly in the twilight of his career. You know, injuries played a part in his last year, but you know, the OPS was way down, below 700, lowest since his rookie year. Wasn't hitting home runs anymore. I think the glove is still there. I think he can play third base at an elite level still. I think he proved that last year after being snubbed with the Gold Glove in 24. They're going to have to pay a hefty price because I think a lot of teams see the decline in Arenado, and they're going to want to pay the rest of that two-year, $42 million contract.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Kevin Ryans is our guest, sports reporter for Fox 2 and KPLR 11 here in St. Louis. Before we let you go, Kevin, the lone truly bright spot in St. Louis sports right now is the St. Louis University Billikens basketball, men's basketball program. This team is starting to make believers out of a lot of folks.
They're playing really wonderful basketball, top 20 in scoring offense this year. They're playing other mid majors and they're stomping them, almost like how a high major team would take down one of those mid majors as well. They're playing really good, and what I like about them is that it's unselfish basketball. It's really nice to watch. It's with pace. Something that they did not have last year. I think Josh Schertz, you know, when he got hired, it was kind of behind the eight ball. He had that long season with Indiana State, and then he was involved in the coaching search. I don't think he really had enough requisite time to be able to go out there and put together the team that he really wanted. You know, and not to say that they didn't have any talent, Jimerson and Swope and Robbie Avila, but you know, it just didn't quite mesh together the way they wanted to. This group, he had the transfer portal. He had an off season, a full off season. And I think they struck well in the transfer portal. Ishan Sharma's of the world, being able to shoot the three, a host of others being able to put the ball into the basket. If you look at their box scores, I mean, however many players each night being able to score in the double figures, they're just playing really good team basketball. And you know, the very encouraging that at this point in the season, what are they, 10, 11, and 1, instead of, you know, maybe a few losses and then having to potentially chase their tail at a huge conference season and a long, deep run into the A-10 tournament, they've put themselves in positions where they can close out the year with the win Sunday or Monday when they play, and then go into A-10 play and have a really good, strong A-10 play. Make a deep run in the A-10 tournament, that, you know, the A-10 might get a couple bids into the NCAA tournament. They may not have to rely on in a conference championship. But it's all predicated on whether or not they play well in A-10 play as well. And, you know, that's still to come. But right now they're playing really well, and I just love how beautiful their basketball is, team sharing. Robbie Avila's not having to do everything himself, and they're unselfish. It's really good to watch.
Yeah, and they're fun to watch. Kevin Ryans, thanks so much for your time. Happy New Year to you, sir. Kevin is a sports reporter at Fox 2, KPLR 11 here in St. Louis. Great to have you, my friend.
Thank you guys so much. Happy New Year's, and I hope everyone had a great holiday.
Yes, indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.